Exercise 3, page 82. 1.
And how long will it be until this medicine will be available in pharmacies?
Well, the pharmaceutical company who are manufacturing it have already done all the required safety tests, so we all feel confident that it can be released as soon as possible.
I suppose it must be something that makes you feel very good about yourself, knowing that your discovery is going to help so many suffering people.
Well, to be honest, I'm just glad that everything turned out okay. There were times when the research wasn't going so well, but thank goodness we got results in the end.
2.
Billy, I'd like to have a quick word with you about your result in the exam on planets. I'm sorry, Billy, but it's just not good enough. I know that you're part of the football team that's playing in the national final next week, but that's not an excuse. You should make time for study no matter how busy you are. Look, I'm still confident you will pass the state exam, but hand in another test like this, and I'll start to worry.
3. As you can imagine, it's necessary to be very informed in my job. So I often go down to the library to research the topics I talk about on a daily basis. These days, I find that students know more, and therefore ask more challenging questions than they did 10 years ago. So I'm always kept on my toes when it comes to knowing the tiniest detail about a particular planet, or constellation, for instance. But it's a thoroughly enjoyable job that lets me share my love of science with new people every day. I really couldn't see myself doing anything else. 4.
One recent development was the discovery of a 16th century document that gave detailed information on the course that the ship had planned to take. Interestingly, the document stated that the ship would travel up the west coast of Portugal, the location where most experts believe the ship sank. Unfortunately, though, the document didn't confirm anything. As one journalist put it, it was the biggest practical joke in maritime history. So, once again, we were forced back to the drawing board, and, to this day, the search continues.
5.
Most years, we go to adventure parks or the city zoo. So I must admit, I was quite disappointed when I heard we were going to the Natural Museum this year. But, you know what? It wasn't that bad. In fact, the only complaint I had was that it was impossible to see everything in just 2 hours. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying I'd like to go back there every Saturday afternoon, but I'd definitely be interested in visiting another museum for next year's trip.
6.
Looking back, I could have easily chosen something else to study at university. In secondary school, my two best subjects were English and biology, and I liked each of them equally too. In fact, I used to joke with my parents about rolling a dice to decide which I should choose. In the end, though, it came down to job prospects. And even though it meant parting from some of my closest friends who had chosen to study English, I picked the course and haven't looked back since.
7.
An Electric Life by Nathan Thorne details the life of the Serbian-American inventor Nikola Tesla. It's a beautifully written account of Tesla's life from his early years in Serbia to his death in New York City in 1943. And it's clear the author has done extensive research to make sure all details are factually correct. Perhaps, though, the book lacks what you might call a bit of gossip. For instance, we never get a picture of Tesla the man, only Tesla the scientist. To me, that's a great shame.
8.
Linda, I wonder if you could do me a favour.
Of course, Bill. What is it?
Well, I've just received a phone call from my daughter's primary school, and it seems she's not feeling very well. So I was wondering if you could cover for me while I drive her home. I've got sixth class science in 10 minutes in the F building.
Okay, that's not a problem. What are they studying at the moment?
We're doing astronomy these days, but you needn't worry about using the textbook. Just play this documentary for them and remind them to finish their projects for Thursday. Thanks, Linda. I really appreciate this.